Midnight, Chris Ilsley for Graham Mabry.
Yeah, we had a chat a bit earlier to a couple of people, actually. Lance Martin from the Communications Infrastructure Program at WA Police, and also a young lady by the name of Helen Armstrong, who's a project manager at the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired. Some of the awards they won for some of the ideas they came up with. And Ian, I believe that you're involved with Cisco.
Yes, that's right. I'm one of the other people involved with arranging the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought I'd call up a good interview, but I thought I'd just raise a couple of other little points about it, since you had a chance.
Yeah, sure.
The first thing is we actually run as mostly volunteers. The only people who are paid in this are the two instructors who are totally blind.
Okay.
So we have the teachers who understand the technology and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Who are vision impaired, teaching other vision impaired students.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense. So everyone feels comfortable. Yep.
Yep, and they know the assistive technology better. So actually, I was hoping that we could drum up a bit of support for this. As I said, we...
Start beating.
Is, we're not funded. Helen, myself, and my wife, Sue, who was actually the one who started this call, don't actually get funded by the Association for the Blind to teach this course. So it's sort of a partial volunteer course. We've got students scattered all over the world, which is another important fact. We're teaching students in India, Sri Lanka, South Africa, China, all vision impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only people doing this in the world.
Well, nobody else in the world is doing it.
No.
Phew. I must say, that really does surprise me.
Well, most people still seem to think that people with vision impairment aren't capable of real jobs. That's not the case. They are. They just need the right education, the right training, and the right opportunities.
And the right tools.
Well, that's right, and that's what we've developed, the right tools to be able to teach them, to be able to handle the technology.
Yeah, and the technology actually has opened more doors for people who are blind anyway, because they're able to do things, and many things now, for example, on voice command, that even 10 years ago weren't possible.
Well, that's right. Technology's a great liberator.
No question about that.
It used to be completely inaccessible. Look at your local library. You couldn't go in if you were blind and pick out a book and read it.
No.
Now you can either pick out a book, or you go on the internet, or you download a soft copy of the book, and you can read it without any problem. And this is really what we're trying to do, give the independence to the students.
Yes.
So that they can learn and they can go out and get the jobs. And we had a really good success rate in our first year that we ran for the proper program. We had 24 students, and 23 of those ended up in employment. If you consider the unemployment for the vision impaired, even though in WA we're, 2-3% unemployment?
Mm-hmm.
It's 68% for the vision impaired. 68% unemployment.
Is that because people are not willing to employ them, or is it also because they perhaps lack the self-confidence to go out and look for work?
If you keep getting knocked back for 200 job interviews, like one person I know,
yep,
you lose the confidence.
So therefore you're telling me that there's still a fair amount of resistance in the wider community to employing these people?
There is, and we're always looking for people in technology areas that need good help desk people, good technical people to support their networks, to put some of these students on.
You should issue a challenge to someone.
Yeah, we find...
Say, all right, you think that you've got doubts about this person, let them stand on their merits.
And
you're obviously confident they will, so why don't you issue a challenge, so then the person has to put up or shut up?
Well, that's right, and there's lots of ISPs around Western Australia that could benefit from these people. Given the opportunity, they're loyal, they're hard workers, and they know their stuff.
And they also don't look at other things that they can't see and make up stories about what might be wrong.
Well,
they just concentrate on what is wrong.
One of the instructors says he can't stare out the window and watch the pretty girls go by.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought of that, but now you raise it, you've got a valid point there.
Bit of a tongue-in-cheek, but anyway.
Yeah, that's all right. You've still got a valid point. Now, you obviously need some support, and you're also always looking for donations, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we are. We are, to try and keep running.
Yeah.
Had some very good supporters. Monarch Gold is supporting our operations in India.
Good.
But we still need our local people supported, the equipment, the instructors, and that sort of thing.
All right, well, good luck with that. I'm glad that you felt free to pick up the phone and add a little bit that you thought needed adding.
Well, thank you for having me on.
No problems at all. By the way, guidedogswa.com.au is the website if you'd like to donate, Association for the Blind, or guidedogswa.com.au.